On a warm and windy day, these are your top three at TC. Number one, the ones didn't do much. Mike, what is the significance of the fact that the first teamers today were kind of playing scout team?
Yeah, I think that's just a sign that Thursday night in Kansas City is going to be a showcase for the twos and threes to make the final decisions on the roster. Mm-hmm. We did see Randall Cobb and Jordy Nelson as far as starters come back to practice, and maybe they're going to play and get their first preseason action of this month on Thursday night. But otherwise, it's the showcase for the twos and the threes in this last game.
Number two, there's another kicker in camp.
Yeah, suddenly we have three kickers out there at Nitschke Field, and they went head-to-head a big battle today. Everybody took 11 kicks, all the way back to 63 yards they went for the last one. So we'll see how this shakes out now. Now, the Packers do have to get down to 75 players by Tuesday. So are all three kickers going to go to Kansas City? We don't know that for sure.
Three kickers or four? Tim Mastey thumped a kickoff out the back of the end zone on Friday. Am I right? Touchback?
That's right. A touchback.
Okay, so this is another option. This is a punter with a booming kickoff leg, which bodes well for Giorgio Tavecchio. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You could use Mastey on kickoffs and Tavecchio on field goals. Are we anywhere near a conclusion on this kicker thing, on this kicker drama, or are we just beginning?
Maybe it's just getting started, and with possibly using Mastey on kickoffs, having all three kickers in camp right now, they're exploring all the options, no doubt about it.
And number three, Mike McCarthy says the battle for the backup quarterback job is still on. Now, before I ask you for your opinion, I'll give you mine. It's really difficult for me to believe that Vince Young didn't win the number two quarterback job on Friday night. In my opinion, he won it with his legs. In my opinion, his ability to run gives this team an added dimension, something else in the playbook that it can turn to. Plus, it won't hurt next week when they're preparing for San Francisco, or the week after that when they're preparing for RG3.
Right.
And then one more thing. Vince Young gives this team something it hasn't had in a long time, a backup quarterback, and that's a guy who's won a lot of games. He's won 31 games as a starter. Your thoughts?
Well, I have to agree with you. I think Vince Young is the number two quarterback on this team. I think they've made that decision, as you say, the added dimension with his legs. One thing that's kind of interesting, though, is that on that touchdown drive, that 80-yard touchdown drive Friday night, I think it was the third play, he came really close to throwing an interception. That was not a good pass.
And that would have been a pick six type interception.
Possibly. You just wonder where we'd be maybe if the Seattle linebacker had hung on to that one. But here we are now. Graham Harrell's not here. Vince Young is. B.J. Coleman is still here for Kansas City. And we'll see how it shakes out.
Run, Vince, run. And that's it for our top three at TC.